Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how family life could potentially get in the way of your real estate career. But the way that I see it, it only enhances it.
True.
Does family life really get in the way, Jill? We don't know yet. Is your family just holding you back?
Oh.
That's really what the show is.
You know
about.
What? Actually, I can share about that. Part of my family doesn't get it, and the other family does get it. So
really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Uh-huh.
Before we get into this, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay.
I'm Jill's family, by the way.
Gerald H. Asks, I'm coming across properties that have no address or parcel number. All I have is book, lot, etc. How do I find the layout if the land is like this? Is there a site I can use to find parcel lines?
Can you believe somebody asked that in our forum? It's a fantastic question. Mm-hmm. And Jill and I struggled with this for 2+ decades. Mm-hmm. This exact simple issue. So we created a company and a website called Parcel Fact, mm-hmm. FACT.com. You type in the APN and it shows you where the property is.
Yep.
And it's magical. Everybody loves it.
Exactly.
It's changed our life. It changed the way we buy real estate forever.
Exactly.
The way we buy land anyway.
So every property has some identifier. So it sounds like you're looking at the legal description and not the parcel number. So
the assessor in every county that I know of has assigned a number called an APN, assessor's parcel number. You type that at state county APN in and bang.
Right.
You get the data.
Exactly.
Truly amazing, actually.
Yeah. So dig a little deeper, figure out what that is for that property. But not having an address, that's super common, by the way, in our world.
Yep.
I'm shocked when I pull up a property and it does have an address.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. But most of the time, it doesn't have an address.
And even then,
that's cool.
If it does have an address and it's a piece of land, you just don't get the data, because all the people that concentrate on data on this planet are obsessed with houses, which is fine. Mm-hmm. It just works for us.
Exactly.
Today's topic, family life gets in the way. Or does it? This is the meat of the show. Tell us, Jill, does family life get in the way of your real estate career?
Not if I sit them down and talk about what's going on ahead of time.
So, oh, really?
No, seriously.
This is good stuff.
Here's what I'm looking at this as trying to save somebody else. You know what I mean? And help. That's kind of, I think, why a lot of you are here listening. You want to learn from us and, you know, properly set up your company, your business, or move it forward. So one of the things is getting your family life and your personal life in order, because you're going to be hopefully busy and everybody's going to wonder where all this cash is coming from. You know, and you don't want them to look at you like they used to look at Jack and think he must be dealing drugs.
Yeah.
So a long time ago, because like the guy never works and there's all this money in a fancy car, something's going on. It can't be legal. So that's the thing. So you have to set your family down, you know, and, you know, I mean, this is what I think. This, you know, and explain what's going on. And you want to have everybody on the same page. And what I mean is, because a lot of the folks that find us are looking for some changes. They're looking to be an investor for financial reasons, period, right? Financial/lifestyle. I think of it all in one. So if you've got this fantastic day job where you run a pharmacy or who knows whatever it is, you know, you're the top engineer or something like that, but you're sick of it, right? You're still making a good living. This is like a lot of our members is where I'm getting this from. So you want to go down this path. Well, you want to sit down and number one, get everybody on the same page. You know, let me know what you're doing. You know, sweetheart, I'm going to be dipping into our savings over here. I'm only taking $10,000 or whatever it is to get this side thing going. You have to, you know, share that. If you don't, and your wife goes, where did that money go? There's a good chance you're going to be in some hot water. So are you okay with where I'm going with this, Jack? You're awful quiet.
No, I love where you're going with it.
Okay.
My take on it's a little bit different, but you are being honest, straightforward and honest with everybody in your family is definitely step one.
Okay, cool. And then step two is going down the path and, you know, you have to sometimes make some tough decisions. with your business and your family, and you want to make sure you have a good balance. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to disappear from everybody and mess up some relationships because you're hell bent on your career and dollar signs. So, I mean, this is me personally. That's important to me. I want to enjoy it along the way, because I don't want to mess up relationships and then come up for air in 2 years and go, look, I have $1 billion in the bank and nobody's left standing. You know, seriously.
That's a great image.
Thank you. Because that could happen. You know, what if your family life's getting in the way and you say, well, screw the family, I'm going to go for the business. You can't right. do that. So,
it's turned out to be a real easy show for me.
Thank you. But you know what? And you know what's funny? I know that there's people out there that would accidentally make those decisions. You know, like, well, she didn't get it. So, well, she's gone. You know what I mean? Or he's gone, whatever it is. You don't want to do that. You want to, and for me, you want to include them and share in the positive stuff. You know, don't include them so much that you say, you have to answer the phone today because I'm having my day job. You know, this is for us. But if they want to be included, then that's cool. Or even just share like, hey, it was a milestone month. Hey, we're taking that trip. Let's do it.
Let's remove emotion out of this entirely just for a second, theoretically.
I'm a girl. That's not possible.
I mean, but you could...
I'm just kidding.
I'm not saying actually do it. I'm just saying okay. philosophically, just let's start with no emotion at all. The title of the show is Family Life Gets in the Way. And if there's not a person on this planet that can disagree with that. No. Your family gets in the way of other stuff that you want to do. That's just all there is to it. Now, somewhere along the line, you hopefully made the decision that it's actually enhancing what you want to do, not taking away from it. But the fact is, you have to spend time, or you should be spending time with your family if you have one. That's what they're there for. So you've got this family on one hand, and they need stuff and time. Mm-hmm. And you've got your career, that you have your first career, that's your job, like Jill said, the pharmacy thing. And now you want to start all this other stuff on the side. Something's got to give, right? You only have a certain amount of time. So your family life is, that's what the show should be called. Your family life is going to get in the way. It is in the
way.
What do you do about it? You let them in on it. And that's exactly what Jill said. You don't just go in the dark room somewhere, close that thing for 8 hours, and then come back out with $15,000. Nobody wants that. They don't care. Right. Their kids or spouses, they don't care about that. They want your time. So you let them in on it. Like everything else, you make it a game. You talk about it at the dinner table within reason. You know, your family, you have to decide. And then there's always going to be one or two family members that are just, they're not into it. And that's because they have their own crap. Mm-hmm. They're jealous, or they want spine to tenure. It all comes down to them. It's not you. Mm-hmm. Those are the people you want to consider getting rid of, or wait it out. If they're really young, just wait it out.
Like they're your children?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is this whole show is about the truth. Oh, there's people all over listening to this saying, oh my God, it's awful. But that's a fact. Some kids are really cool.
You know,
some kids aren't.
I am convinced that we're not alone here. It's everywhere. I can imagine, I can totally see Bill Gates, you know, having a talk with his kids at the dinner table, and they're complaining about dad was gone, I missed my high school final football game. Let's just be honest. This could totally happen.
Absolutely.
And I can hear Bill Gates saying, well, yeah, you know what? Where do you think the money comes from to go to that college or go to that school and go to the whatever? Come on, everybody. Let's all think about this. That's the reality. So you have to really kind of, I don't know how to get them on the same page, but you have to.
By the way, nothing. There's no other career on this planet that I know of, except for maybe drug dealing. And even that, I don't think, is probably going to accomplish what you want to get you closer to your family and have more time to spend at home.
Right.
Our kids can't wait to kick us out of the house. We're around too much. I'm convinced, Jill. So, in the beginning, family life gets in the way because of the time situation. After you've got a bunch of equity in real estate and you don't have to actually go to a job, you're going to be around a lot more. Maybe that's what you do. If you're lucky, you do it You can do it when the kids are really little or when they're not here yet.
There's a hope. Maybe we should have done the show like that. Family life gets in the way because mom and dad are home too much. Maybe that's it. Family life gets in the way because they're all into my stuff.
Don't you have somewhere to be, Dad?
Dad, jeez, I want you to be... God, do I have to come home in your hair every day? Why can't I be like that latchkey kids like all the other kids? They get to come home and eat whatever they want and goof off and no one cares and no one knows.
I'm trying to do some illegal stuff here. It's real hard when you're in the house.
Exactly. I can't have a party if you're always here.
And if that's how your family life gets in the way, then that's good for you.
Dude, I just wanted to eat my own ice cream for dinner and keep putting food down and making me sit at the table. God, it sucks.
If the world was perfect and you did everything right, which never happens, you would get all this stuff done before you have a family. And then you would just enjoy it all and control it. But that's just not how it goes. So you have to first be aware of the fact that your family life gets in the way of the stuff that you want to do. Then you just got to manage it.
Could that ever really happen, though, Jack? Let's just be honest. Say you set out to have $1 billion in the bank by the age 35, and then you're going to get married and have a family and just focus on that. Do you really think, if you're that driven?
Yeah, I do.
Are you really going to be able to sit back and do nothing from 35 to 55 while you're raising these kids? Seriously?
I don't think it's possible. No, I don't think, but
that's
my point. We do a lot.
No. I'm not using us as an example. I'm just saying, like, hypothetically speaking, what if there's somebody out there and that was their goal? I think that that individual, even though they said that, like, great, now they can coast, but they're still going to be out there doing something else. That's not going to change who they are.
This is beyond the topic of the show, but here's the thing, because I really, really deconstructed what is the time bandit, so to speak, of everything that goes on with your family. And here's what it is. Doing dishes, vacuuming a rug. It's not having fun and horsing around with the kids. It's all the crap that's going on that you actually could sub out. You can sub that out for minimum wage, all of it, which is what we do.
I'm with you.
So it's not like, I got to go to my kid's soccer game. It's, I have to drive my kid to the soccer game. That
and I
got to
get him new cleats, and I got to do this.
All of that can be subbed out.
The uniform is ripped.
And you can go to the party afterward,
right?
Which is what you should do.
Exactly.
You shouldn't be doing the dishes, though.
How this gets? We went way off topic. So it's tough sometimes, you know. Really, that's the balance here. There's so, because you know our members, we're pretty much all in the same boat. I mean, this is why we're here. We're trying to create our own wealth so we can go off and do what we want to do. That's my goal anyway. And I think, and I talked to a lot of people that are the same way. So, and figuring out that balance, it's hard because you got to put a lot of time in and effort in to get there, but you will.
Well, you've done it again. You've spent the last 15 minutes listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss unused personal electronics. This is a personal problem that I have that I'll
share. This is awesome. And we answer your questions should you have one. Post it on jackjill.com. Go there and find our online community.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. It's a harsh title, but it's really true. It brings me back to that old Dr. Phil saying, you know, you have to sit and ask yourself, whoever is in front of you, are they good enough for you to let them into your life? And 9 times out of 10, the family members that you've chosen, they are. But if they're not, man, that's, you've got to deal with that. It's tough. Whether they're kids or whatever. You know what I mean.
Good enough for you. Is this toddler good enough to let into my life?
Who has a bad toddler?
I'm just kidding. There's bad toddlers out there.
Really?
Come on.
Bad toddlers.
Really? Seriously? Come on. I've been in restaurants when you pointed out bad toddlers with me.
I think bad toddlers. This is good to talk about this. I think bad toddlers are the result of parents.
I agree. Well,
teenagers, there's some number of kids that are just, no matter what you do, that's just not going to happen. It's not going to work.
Right.
Very small percentage, I think. Don't you?
Yeah. But I think you're right, though. It really comes down in the very, very end. Let's all call it what it is, it comes down to the parents.
Right.
You know, are they, do they let the kids run wild? Well, then the kids will run wild because they know that that's okay.
Exactly, Jill.
You know, and there's no discipline and no whatever, then they're going to be like, yeah, F you, whatever. Sorry. But you know what I mean? This is the after show. So
no one listens to this anyway.
I know. So that's just the reality. It does come down to that. So, and I have a lot to say about that, but that's not what this is for.
Next show.
Okay. Hey, share the fun by subscribing at iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.